BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just a body punch? I was hitting with body punch, and I heard him asking, he was crying in there.
It's Caesar Fair time.
You were saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I
knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, champ.
It's the champ. It's the champ of the podcast, Kings. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with another immediate reaction show for you. And this one is a hot one. Damn, you got to love and hate Derek Chisora, right? Because he's just like, he brings that excitement. But then at the same time, he's bringing some fucking danger. Listen, it got all but crazy at the final press conference for Derek Chisora versus Dylan White. But if this is something you're excited about, something you want to chop it up about, you want to get my opinion, my immediate reaction to the pandemonium and all the details which took place, check out Eddie Hearn's face. This is like beautiful. But listen, if this is something you're interested in, head on over here to theboxingvoice.com. Call us up at 1-425-569-5241. If you want to call internationally, since this is an early morning show, I hope you have your cups of coffee. For all my UK listeners out there, definitely add Nestor Gibbs on Skype so we could get this thing going. Listen, today was the final press conference for Dylan White and Derek Chisora, along with Luis Ortiz, David Allen, just numerous names that are going to be fighting over this very, very busy weekend. And because it's such a busy weekend here on TBB, what we're going to be doing is something a little bit different. And actually today, this will be one of four separate shows that we will be giving you today. Your next one is coming around 5 p.m. Eastern, unless someone else throws another table at somebody. You just never know. But definitely you'll be getting four. The next one's at 5 p.m. Eastern. And then I believe it'll be around 6:30 p.m. Eastern. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and then the final one, I think, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. But definitely subscribe here on the YouTube channel so you can get that notification. Remember, when you check on your mobile phone, there's a little bell. Hit the ping. So let's get into the details. Obviously, in the final press conference, Derek Chisora and Dylan White had a bit of back and forth. Dylan White definitely edging Chisora on. Now, Chisora, I knew what was going to come the minute he twisted Dylan White's words. Now, I know it could be a cultural thing, me being from the U.S. and these guys being from the U.K. Maybe Dylan White did say something in a manner that a person from the U.S. wouldn't take it as offensive, or definitely not as life-threatening as Derek Chisora took it, because he immediately said, you know, you're threatening my life. And do you think I'm a pussy? I mean, yo, I love the guy, to be honest with you. But I think that something needs to be done. He cannot just continue to act this way. But it definitely draws eyes to the sport. You know, some might say all publicity is good publicity. And some might say things like this are what continue to put a black eye on boxing. So it's really up to you to decide. Once again, the number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time if you want to give us your opinion on Derek Chisora hurling this table over Eddie Hearn, over Adam Smith, over the trainer of Dylan White to then ultimately reach Dylan White. I mean, this, he's a bit crazy, but he's entertaining. These are the types of things that Derek Chisora has to resort to at this point, because he hasn't really won a fight in a long time. I mean, you know, he's known for this. I had read earlier, before this actually took place, that they were questioning whether or not they should allow them to face off. And at one point, Derek Chisora had to have a plexiglass in between he and his fighter at another press conference. I believe it was with the David Haye. And you can't forget that he smacked Vitaly or Vladimir Klitschko. I mean, look, again, I love the guy. You know what I mean? He's badass, right? Like, don't fuck with him then. You know what to expect. I think it was Vladimir where he just gargled water and spit it in his face. I mean, look, he's a motherfucker. Bottom line. So he's not going to respect you unless you make him respect you the way that David Haye did, the way that Klitschko's did. And Dillian Whyte is no different. He would have to do the same. This is going to be a good fight. I want to see what he comes in at. And speaking of all the shows that we're doing today, we're also going to be doing a lot of shows this weekend due to how much boxing it is. We're going to be doing a few weigh-in shows, probably Crawford, Molina for sure. We're going to be doing immediate reaction shows. So definitely subscribe to the channel or subscribe to us here on Blog Talk so you can get that notification, that ping that we are definitely live and reacting to whatever it is took place. So looking over Derek Chisora's resume, I mean, he lost to Kubrat Pulev, who we spoke about here on the show, and is a decent heavyweight, top heavyweight. But other than that, you know, before losing to Tyson Fury, he's just kind of been feasting on lower level opposition, staying, trying to get that W, and then he landed the big Pulev fight, and now he's back on his comeback since the loss to Pulev. So before this fight with Dillian Whyte, he just had a fight with someone I'm going to get Jeffrey to pronounce this name, but the guy has 14 fights, 9 of those are losses, and 5 of those are by knockout. So, you know,
Drazen
Chinjanin is who Derek Chisora last fought to get this nice fight with Dillian Whyte. So is he just here as a gatekeeper, a name to put on the resume of Dillian Whyte? I don't know. You tell me. I've chopped it up long enough. Let's open up these phone lines because they are lit. I want to thank everyone that called us this early morning. I hope you got your coffees. And if not, good morning to everyone. We have no producer, obviously. I'm doing this solo dolo. But I see my Skype callers. We're getting to you, too. Nobody go away. We're coming right up. We're going to go to 908. I believe this is Amin, and he's been here since before the show's even started. I mean, tell me your immediate reaction to this hurling of the press conference table at Derek Chisora. Well, Derek Chisora to Dillian Whyte.
Yo, first of all, great fucking show. Second of all, I've been big on Derek Chisora. He's a nasty bastard. He's like, some kids should be in school, so I'm going off. He's a nasty son of a bitch. He's out there acting like Sonny Liston. Like you said, David Haye is the only one that made him respect him with that bottle work, right? And I think Derek Chisora doesn't get credit for leaving the UK and coming out to Vegas and training with some of the top heavyweights and trying to get better. He's a very limited guy. And what happens is his attitude and his desire to continue to fight versus imagine who knows what he'd be doing. He's hurling tables at people spitting on him. You get what I'm saying? So I think, you know, for boxing, he's an exciting fighter. I love to see him and a couple other heavyweights keep mixing it up. I mean, yo, let it be. If we let Chris Areola get away, we keep fighting. He don't bring no excitement and nothing to the game. Why not let Derek Chisora keep doing what he's doing? Immediate reaction. I was like, yo, this nigga's crazy.
I mean, thank you for calling in. And he's right. You know, Derek Chisora at least is adding a little more excitement than Areola, right? Because Areola, he comes in out of shape, but he does leave it in the ring. So, I mean, look, we need these guys in boxing, right? We still got Gerald Washington's, you know, David Allen is fighting Luis Ortiz. He's only 11 fights in. So we need the Derek Chisoras of the world. We need the Fred Casey's. We need the Chris Areola's. Journeymen were once top tier fighters. Look at where Roy Jones is at. He's still fighting. I mean, do you consider him pound for pound still? Absolutely not. Getting to our next caller here, we're actually going to mix it up. We're going to go from switchboard to switchboard. We're going to go to Skype, and we're going to go out to Steve. Talk to us.
Can you hear me, Nesta?
Loud and clear, my friend. Give me your immediate reaction. I mean, you're obviously out there in the Eastern Hemisphere, right? So talk to us about this. You had to catch this one live, right?
I caught it, mate. Yeah, I mean, I'm down in London myself these days, and Derek Chisora's a genuinely nasty man. Like, he's a bad boy. And as you can see, throwing tables over the head of Sky Sports and whatnot, he just doesn't give a shit, this fella. And you've got to be entertained by him. I mean, I know it's pantomime season over there because it's around Christmas, but this is legit stuff. Like, he's nasty and he's angry. And I think Dylan White's in deep. They're sappy with Derek Chisora. He's just not mixed it at the levels that Del Boy has. When he's underperformed in the past, it's been more a motivation thing than a talent thing. You look at the fights that he's been up for. You know, he held his own with Hay until a knockout. He put in a good shift with Klitschko for 12 rounds. That, you know, I know you don't give lots of credit to people for losing this, but that was a good performance. Hellenius, he probably should have got the decision. He's going to be up for this on Saturday night. And let me get my prediction in early, Ness. He's going to knock out Dylan White within the first six rounds.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, Steve, thank you for calling in. Derek Chisora is 32 years old, 56% knockout ratio. Any big names that he's knocked out? He didn't knock out Kevin Johnson, which was a journeyman. He did knock out Malik Scott, but there's an asterisk next to that. We all know that Malik Scott was counted out at 9 over there in the UK. He got knocked out by Hay, actually, he went a unanimous decision with Klitschko. And you're right about the Hellenius fight. And I watched the two Fury fights, which were unanimous decisions, but I don't really know, does he have the power? I mean, again, Dylan White may not be top tier. You guys have taught me about Dylan White. Going back out to the streets of the U.S., we're going to go to 718 in the New York City area, 718. You're live with TBV. Give us your immediate reaction to Derek Chisora throwing tables at Dylan White. And if you're watching this on YouTube, this is live early in the morning with your coffee. Why don't you hit that thumbs up button?
Hello?
You're live, 718.
Hello?
You're live.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Suleiman. What's up?
Suleiman, what's going on, brother? Did you happen to catch that iFilm London video with Dylan White throwing the table? Excuse me. Derek Chisora throwing the table at Dylan White.
So I think he's hyped up. He's trying to get his respect. I mean, everybody's giving Dylan White a lot of attention because he's a British champion. But when this kid was undefeated and he was coming up, he was the hot attraction, you know. And what he got to do is learn how to control his temper, you know, sit behind his jab, because once he's boxing, Chisora could do it. You know, he could win. He's world class when he boxes. But the problem, he also is good with tantrums. If he could calm down and just pump the jab and box for the first couple of rounds, and see if he could catch some openings on Dylan White, he could do it. Because Dylan White, he's limited also. He got a good boxing jab. I mean, he tagged Anthony Joshua, which was a little green at that time. But he's very beatable. And this guy has the resume.
90 seconds.
A couple of negatives happened here and there, and he's fighting world-class fighters. So he got a couple of losses, but he has the experience. All he got to do is pump the jab. And he's also keeping himself active, because he fought that guy. The guy had a couple of losses, but he's keeping himself active. He did a training camp, right? And after he did the training camp, he goes into the ring and he fights. He wins. He got a win on his record. So, you know, I think it's going to be a surprise. I think he
60 seconds.
Another title opportunity. You guys have a good day.
All right, Suleiman, thank you for rocking out with us in the morning. TBV in the morning. We're looking for your immediate reaction. Remember, that number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 right now. We got about 40 seconds left on the phone lines before they are actually shut down. So if you're there, stay there. Press 1 if you want to be there. We're going back out to the Skype machine to somewhere in the UK, right? And then, Sue, talk to us.
Yeah. How am I sounding?
You sound perfect to me, brother. What was your immediate reaction to this pandemonium that took place at this press conference? Yeah.
Nah, it was absolutely madness. I mean, Derek, the thing is, most people, you'd question that kind of behavior. But for Derek, that's actually like his personality. So that, it was mad to see that. And quite frankly, one thing I want to say is that the winner of this fight, I think Gerald Miller should definitely be looking to either White or Chisora. Like, that would be a great build-up. I don't know what the American fans think of White and Chisora, but putting Big Baby with one of them two, madness.
I don't know, man. I seen a video of Big Baby that dropped about 3 days ago. The guy's weighing 317 pounds, and he's fucking doing MMA training instead of doing boxing training. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, for real? That's not... Oh, yeah, that would be disappointing to hear, because, like, he has a bit of hype around him as well. But, I mean, going back to this fight, I mean, I don't know what to make of it, like, stylistically. I do like Chisora, just, you know, me being a fan of him. I think, you know, his career has been a difficult one. But at the same time, mixing it with the highest level of competition, I think it is, like, an advantage over Dillian White. So, well, yeah, if I had to pick, I'm going Chisora.
Chisora. All right. Listen, I want to thank you for calling in, because this is an 11 o'clock in the morning East Coast show. So it's specifically designed for our UK brothers and sisters to have more accessibility and availability to call in. So remember, if you want to call us internationally free from any country, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. You can find it right here on the show on YouTube. And while you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. We're going back out to these streets. We got 5:10. You are live on TBV in the morning. What was your immediate reaction to this? I don't know. It's kind of like a scene out of WWF. You there? All right, let me see. We got 404. You're up. All right, I don't know. We're going to see if what's up with these callers here. But once again, this is your immediate reaction show. All right. No, it seems like everyone is. Let me see. 646, you're up. Seems we've lost our callers, but we've come to the end regardless, which really sucks, because we have quite a few callers here that we could have gotten their reactions as well. But remember, this is a morning show. We are doing about four more shows today. We're going to do a Terrence Crawford show. We're going to do an Anthony Joshua show. And we're also going to do a Joseph Parker, Andy Ruiz show. So we got Crawford Molina, Joseph Parker Ruiz, and we also have Anthony Joshua, Eric Molina. So a lot of Molinas going to be fighting this week, and we're looking to see if we can put those together for you guys today. First one up after today is at 5 p.m. So definitely come back to the same Bat Channel at 5 p.m. and drop us a thumbs up on the way here and on the way out, or a five-star review on iTunes. We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. This has been your immediate reaction show to Derek Chisora throwing tables at Dillian White. Let's see if the fight on fight night is as exciting, and we might just give you an immediate reaction to that as well.